This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
DJ and Jamie.
Look, I have no idea if the vinyl from Taylor Swift's going to be worth something one day, but I will tell you this, the BJ and Jamie tote bag. That thing. Oh, boy. Oh,
millions.
Thousands.
I don't know which one we were going for.
Another tote bag drop coming up at Parker, 7:40 Friday morning. Park, look out.
Going to be exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Fight over the bag.
And this one really might be the last one, no joke. Because
we're out of bags.
That would be the last.
I don't think we're getting any more.
Yeah,
Boss
I don't either.
Refuses to order more.
Well, they are expensive. They're expensive.
I was kind of surprised when they said that. I was like, no way.
That was crazy.
We should spare no expense for this.
Well,
this
then
is
you
something
should go
that
and,
the audience wants.
Well, then get it out of pocket.
Pony up.
Yeah.
Yeah, things are tight.
You're
a 7-year-old.
You're two income home. Pony up.
Things are tight. We'll see where it goes from here.
Okay.
It's not looking good, folks.
No, it's not.
But Parker, we're coming to see you, man.
Nice.
I want to go back to this Justin Bieber dude, okay? There's a guy that goes into a nightclub in Vegas, and everybody in the place thinks he's Justin Bieber because he tries to pull it off. He gets on stage, dances and sings and does it all. Now we're hearing they ran up a bill?
Yeah.
Inside the club?
So his entourage, $10,000 bill they ran up. And then when they got kicked out, they actually forced him to pay the $10,000.
Wow. This was at the Wynn?
Yeah. It was the XS nightclub.
Wait, it was at the Wynn?
Wynn's XS nightclub, yep.
Well, wow. Now think about it, though. That's bottle service in Vegas. That could be two bottles
for sure.
For $10,000. Yeah. I mean, you've got an entourage of five or six people, let's say. You get a couple of bottles, all of a sudden it's 10 grand, right?
Well, yeah, because now they're saying Vegas is over. You know, everybody's saying Vegas is over. And they said that a vodka soda is $38 now. Remember when it was
really?
Like, yeah.
So ridiculous.
It's so expensive now.
You know, Vegas must be really doing bad because I got an email this morning. I was telling Carson, the Venetian sent me an email this morning because we've stayed there when we go out to the Sphere. They offered me rooms this morning at $38 a room.
Wow.
$38. They're begging you to come.
Yeah, they are. Well, wow. And all the pictures. Have you seen like TikTok and stuff? All the pictures?
Vegas is dead.
Nobody's there. It's the weirdest thing. I've never seen it like that. Nashville is the new go-to place, but Vegas is just...
Plus, you can gamble anywhere anymore. You know?
That's true, too.
I mean, that's kind of killed them, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there are casinos everywhere, all over the country.
Yeah.
And so Vegas is no longer, you know, the it place,
But
I
remember
guess.
When they had, like, 99-cent, you know, sirloin steak or whatever, you know, all those deals?
Yeah.
All those deals are gone.
The buffets were incredible.
Yeah, and they had all those perks and everything where you could go get a sirloin steak and all this stuff for 99 cents, and you'd find these deals. But now, if you go gamble, it is hard to even get a waitress to bring you a free drink.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to like wave them down and say, I push the button, you know, to light up the little light for service. And they're like, is your slot machine not working? I'm like, no, I've been here for 2 hours. Can somebody get me a drink?
I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we'll send
Vegas,
somebody over.
They're suffering out there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't think it's going to get any better anytime soon either. Because until they learn their lesson and they got to drop some of the prices they're doing and they got to run off some of those shows they have. I mean, the Penn and Teller show, you got to get rid of that, folks.
I think every time we bring up Vegas, you bitch about that.
You've gone to that show, haven't you?
Awful.
It is the stupidest thing.
All right,
let me tell you the stupid shows I've been to.
Blue Man Group.
David Copperfield sucks.
Yeah.
That's a terrible show. Penn and Teller, terrible show. Blue Man Group.
Awful.
Oh, my God. You sit there with this tarp on you, waiting for them to put some slime on you.
Blue stuff on you. Yeah, it's just dumb. Yeah.
Other than that, Vegas is a hoot.
Well, all the Cirque du Soleil shows are amazing.
Yo, those absolutely.
Those are fabulous.
And anything in the Sphere. The Sphere actually is the best place right
now. I still can't believe I haven't been there.
It's phenomenal.
Have you been there?
No, BJ's been the only one.
BJ, the uncoolest guy on the planet's been there.
Twice. Not just once. I've been twice.
I didn't mean uncool. I meant... like
I would say uncultured.
No. Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The most comfortable man I know.
Yeah. I'm a comfy guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not known as a world traveler.
Right. Yeah.
But I have hit the Sphere a couple times. been there. Man, it's an incredible show. If you ever get a chance to go. I mean, they can take some of the crappiest bands and make them look great.
Right?
Anyone can look at that.
It's that good. I mean, the Backstreet Boys is a great example of that.
They sold it out.
They sold that sucker out, and those shows that were posted looked phenomenal.
Yeah, and that one kid one kid can't even sing. He has some kind of like song blockage. You know the blonde one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one is scared of heights.
Yeah.
So they literally like soar over the crowd and they have to give him like pills to make him so he's not scared.
No, they gave him a special harness
too,
because he's afraid of heights. So it's like the Backstreet Boy in like a, I don't know, wheelchair.
And it turned out to be fabulous.
Exactly.
Fabulous.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, it's never enough. Never enough. Never enough. It's BJ, just, Jamie Morning Show.
Just so cheap.
On the Odyssey app. We're live. In the podcast too.
If you want to meet the cheapest
cheap.
Son of a gun on the planet, BJ Harris. Wait, who agrees with me?
I am not cheap.
Yeah, you are cheap.
I am not cheap.
100%. You are so cheap. You're so cheap.
What makes me cheap, Spadell? Tell me. No, you're just agreeing.
Look at your wardrobe.
So? Look at yours. You got on a hoodie.
Yeah, but you have holes in your shirts. You wear your shirts
so
there are holes in
it. That's not cheap. That's called comfort.
Or until we shamed you about your Christmas presents being super cheap, then you bought us AirPods 1 year. But that was like 10 years of like just cheap presents.
Guess what you're getting this year?
Lump of coal.
Big boy.
Yeah.
That's what you got to get this year.
You
know
cheap.
What? You're
going to
take it up
but
the shorts.
You usually admit that you're cheap.
On certain things.
Uh-huh.
But then there are certain things that I'm not cheap on. I don't like to use the word cheap. I'm frugal. In certain areas. My mama taught me to be frugal.
All right, you're very, very, very frugal.
So I'm at the haircut place on Sunday, me and Frog. So Frog's got to get a back-to-school haircut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a great time. I love it. So we go in there, and we get haircuts, me and him. Now, it doesn't take long to cut my hair because it's a meow, meow, meow. It's like mowing a yard. I mean, it's just a quick, because, I mean, look at it. I mean, it's not that complicated, is it?
I feel like they... Did the thing fall off in a couple of spots?
I don't know. I think I got a rookie this time around. It's a crapshoot. When you go into great clips, it can be a crapshoot sometimes.
True.
And that's where I went. So I go to the counter to pay. And somehow the tip didn't get in there right. And the lady kind of tip shamed me on it. She goes, so the $5 on the tip, is that for me? Or is that for the lady that cut your son's hair? I said, well, wait a minute. It was $5 for each of you. And she, that's not the way it rang up. I said, well, let's fix it. So we went ahead and fixed it. So I'm telling the story here in the studio. And Jamie says, $5? That's it? You get a haircut and you only give them $5?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on your side now, dude. It's great clips.
And $5 a person? $5 a cut? That's more than 20%.
Okay, so now these two are on my side. Jamie, it's a $20 haircut.
Dude, you and Lisa are wealthy. Act like it.
We are not.
Yes, you are.
Not at my house. I don't know where you get that. But
because
I
know how much you and I make, and I know that Lisa makes really, really, really good money.
Lisa is wealthy because your money is her money.
Yeah. You're missing. Because she doesn't have to spend any of her money.
Yeah. You're missing the point.
No, I'm not.
It doesn't matter how wealthy you are.
Yes, give to others.
No, it does not. It doesn't matter. It's what is a fair tip.
$10. If it's like a $20
haircut, fair tip.
That's like 25% of the cost.
I give them $10 anywhere I am, like if I go out and have like wings and what, and it's only like $20 or whatever, I always give them 10. It's always a $10 tip.
There are certain places I won't tip at all, like Jimmy John's.
Oh yeah, no,
I'm not going to tip.
No way. Uh-huh.
They throw it up on there that they want you to tip them. I'm not tipping for a $15 sandwich.
I do.
You do.
I do.
So you're part of the problem.
I know, but
add to the problem.
Well, I just feel bad for people, so I give them money because I feel
but
like
I know. But when I pull up to Einstein's and they're like, "Would you like to add a tip?" And I trust me, it's uncomfortable when they ask you, "Would you like to add a tip?"
Do
on the
you?
Card? No, it's Einstein's.
Okay.
No, you.
I am the
Jamie
problem.
Jamie is part of the problem.
I am.
When you're feeding the system like you are, you're shelling out your Benjamins all day long. You know? Yeah. I mean, you're acting like Money Mayweather over here. You know? I mean, that's not the way it works. I mean, it doesn't. And it doesn't matter how much money you make.
Yes, it does.
It's what's fair.
Yes, it does.
And what's
because
expected.
These people are busting their butts and they're barely scraping by, and you know that. And so, and we're lucky. And so you give them extra money. That's how I look at it.
Like a charity case.
Well, I mean, you're
saying it.
No, I'm saying they work hard and then they deserve money. So I give it to them.
That's, there's a reason they don't tip over in Europe. They got it down, man.
You should move there.
Yeah, they got it down. Yeah. I think I will. Okay. I think I'm going to move to France. I'd fit in Paris.
Paris. Yes.
Yeah. I'd be a good Frenchman, wouldn't I?
You really would. God.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be hot today. Fire danger continues. 93 for a high.
BJ and Jamie.
So off air, Jamie and I were discussing the weather, which made me look at my weather app.
Yeah, we were.
Man, fall, y'all.
It is fall, y'all.
It's coming.
Did you see that I posted that Mia already is buying pumpkin crap?
Did you?
Yeah.
I guess there's cereal with pumpkin flavor. Cereal. I know.
Everything's got pumpkin flavor.
My pumpkin stinks.
Well, like, who buys pumpkin cereal?
Pumpkin spice, all that crap.
Yeah, I know.
Today 90, tomorrow 92, Thursday 95. Then check this out. The bottom falls out. 82 on Friday, 80, 71. Tuesday's high of 68.
Uh-oh.
Fall,
starting.
Y'all.
It's fall, y'all. Get your mantle stuff out.
All right, so Jamie's over there reading Forbes magazine.
It's Forbes.
Forbes.
Forbes, yeah.
It's not Forbes?
No, it's Forbes.
But it's spelled Forbes.
Yeah, it's Forbes.
F-O-R-B-E-S, right?
Forbes.
Is it Forbes?
Anyway, they were saying that everybody is convinced that Taylor Swift is going to play the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Everybody's convinced of it.
It's
going
to happen.
Yep.
Well, guess what?
What?
Forbes, you can stick it where the sun doesn't shine because BJ is not convinced of
in
it.
San
so
Juan?
Everybody is not Forbes. Everybody's not convinced. I don't think she will.
Why don't you think she will?
I just don't think so. I think by then, the exposure and everything, she doesn't need the Super Bowl for anything.
She didn't need to sell vinyl albums yesterday either.
Well, she makes money on that. You don't make money with the Super Bowl. You make no money at all.
Yeah,
I know.
But the NFL wants to capitalize on everything that's going on with Travis and Taylor right
but
now.
But it's not the NFL's call. It's
I know,
her
but,
call.
But remember, we said this yesterday. What a beautiful love story. He's on the field. Right? He's playing in the Super Bowl. She's singing at the halftime show. I mean, it just doesn't get any more beautiful than that.
It's going to be his last year.
Yeah.
So this is the last time they could ever do this.
Excuse me while I throw up.
Ebony and Ivory. I mean, it's like a beautiful love story.
I don't see it. I don't. Well, it could.
I mean, don't you think if you have this chance, you're going to take it? I mean, if they stay together forever, that's going to be the most memorable thing on the planet.
you don't want your girlfriend singing at halftime. You're out there trying to win a ring. All your boys together, your teammates, in the locker room, all the testosterone. And then there's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Up on stage.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah. Just singing like crazy.
He's not even going to go off the field. Yeah. He's just going to stand there and admire her.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, have you and Lisa, do you have like a most momentous memory in your lives, like where you guys, like maybe you climb Mount Everest together, something like that?
Well, we went in a cave together once.
Oh, yeah.
And I got stuck. She pulled me by my legs and pulled me right out.
See?
Right out of there, I caved.
It's a beautiful love story.
It was. She saved my life that
exactly.
day. She did.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, everybody has like this... I mean, because think about it. What else can they do? I think about this with billionaires. Because I'm thinking Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are pretty bored right about now. Right? Because they can just have whatever they want. They don't have to earn it anymore.
They can buy anything.
Yeah. And so that's got to get bored. I don't care who you are. It gets bored. So their next rush would be him playing football and her playing the halftime show. That would be their next biggest rush.
The biggest game of his life. Yeah. And I guess the biggest, well, not the biggest show of her life, but still, it goes together.
Well, not the biggest game of his life. What? He'd already won a Super Bowl.
Well, okay. Still.
Can we just go with the story?
No. No, because you're falling into the Forbes prediction. And I'm not falling
I'm
for
just
it.
Saying.
I don't think she'll play it. I really don't. I think that their relationship is the reason she wouldn't play it. I just think that it would be too much in your face.
But when you get to their elite status, both of them, it takes something bigger and bigger and bigger to get you go, you know, to get you excited. And so this kind of, because it is grueling. I watched the Beyonce documentary on her halftime show.
Yeah.
It is grueling what they have to go through to try to learn this, you know, all the dance and
stuff. Yeah, and then what I find amazing about the halftime show is they bring in all these people. You know, they flood the field, right? Mm-hmm. All those people have to leave. After the halftime. None of them have tickets.
Did they all have to leave?
Oh. They bus them in. They bus them in, and then they perform at halftime, and they have to go to a sports bar to watch the rest of the game.
That is tragic.
They're not ticketed.
I remember the best Bronco halftime show I ever saw in my
life
was when they brought in from across the entire state every different chapter of Jazzercisers.
Oh. I actually went to a Super Bowl. And saw, and I was there when Whitney Houston sang.
Nice.
Yeah. That was in Tampa.
Mm-hmm. It's no Jazzercise, but whatever.
It's
Topper.
No Jazzercise.
Topper.
Whitney Houston. Yeah. That's a good memory.
Yeah, that is a good memory.
I don't think she's going to play. I don't. I think it's going to be.
Well,
I think it's going to be Miley Cyrus. I do.
I don't know why you keep saying that. I haven't heard that.
Because the rumor's out there. The rumor's been flying around. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
rumor
yeah,
is
yeah.
Out there, yeah.
It's out there big time. Yeah.
I don't want to hear her sing.
They say. From sources, they say she's already been offered.
I wonder if Dolly will get up there with her.
I don't know.
That would be interesting.
That would
maybe
be
her
cool.
dad.
No, we don't. Need, we don't
he
need
brings Liz
Billy
Hurley
Ryan.
With him.
Yeah,
you know, get the whole clan up
I
there.
Like
It'd
it.
Be great.
Yeah.
That's a halftime show. I'm telling you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
BJ and Jamie.
Interesting.
What's interesting?
So you watched that Biggest Loser. Everybody has been saying that, I don't know how good that is.
Well, I'm not on the third one. I'm only on two.
But you liked it.
I do like it. Yeah.
I mean, you're raving about it this morning.
Yeah, I do
we
like
had Tony,
it.
The accountant guy.
He didn't like it.
He didn't like it.
No.
Our boss didn't like
Our
it. He walked
like
in.
It.
And he said, I agree with Tony.
Yeah.
Just like that, he said it.
Yeah.
And then Jamie comes back this morning and says, man, I watched two episodes. It's pretty darn good.
And they're short episodes. They're like 30 minutes each.
That's perfect.
Let me play the promo we played yesterday. Hang on one second.
It's on Netflix. It's The Biggest Loser, like the phenomenon that was this show. Right?
Oh, it was massive. Yeah. I look forward to that show every single week. It was amazing.
All right. Fat people losing weight, right?
Yeah.
More than 10 million people watched the finale. It was huge.
We were not looking for people who were overweight and happy.
I'm a secret eater.
We were looking for people who were overweight and unhappy.
Maybe it would fix my marriage. Maybe it would fix me.
I'll do anything to be on your show. The Biggest Loser!
They were really reinforcing the stereotypes.
People like making fun of bad people.
And producers loved that. They were like, we want them to puke. We want the madness of it all.
I was given a caffeine pill.
My organs were literally shutting down.
You can't have a show based on weight loss that's safe.
I could barely walk, and I was in such pain. And they said, just walk it off, just walk it off.
I would never put anyone in harm's way.
The shame, being a failure after being a success.
Why didn't anybody let me know that I could have just ruined my life?
I think there's a bit of PTSD.
You tell me one show that's actually changed people's lives the way The Biggest Loser has. I'd love to hear
it. I don't know who picks out the programming over there at Netflix, but man, they're on a roll.
They are on a roll. It's really
everything
good.
They touch.
I know.
Crazy.
I know. It is. It's really, and you know, I'm not going to like spoiler alert or anything, but they do have the one angry fat woman that's like the know-all, do-all of fat people, right?
Yeah.
She's the fat expert. And she's like, you know, this is just a shame that they treated these people like this. And, you know, the stereotypical, and I'm just like, shut up. I mean, that person drove me nuts.
Fat expert,
she's,
you say?
Yeah, because she's like,
she's a
politically correct, like, fat expert. Like,
okay.
She's the one that's like telling all of us that shouldn't have been said, that shouldn't have been said, that shouldn't have been done. And I don't know, she was annoying.
Yeah.
I just didn't like her.
I was surprised though. You came in and said you watched two episodes. There's only what, three?
Three, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's only three, but you've watched two, but you really enjoyed it. So,
I did. Except for that lady, that know it all lady, the fat expert.
There's gotta be a villain.
Is her name Aubrey Gordon?
I don't know.
Right?
She wasn't on the show. She was just that person they brought in to be like fat and angry.
Like,
but you don't have
a show if you don't have that person.
Well,
you've got to have that person.
You kind of didn't need it, really. It was so good without her, you know, because we already know it's bad. Like, we already know everything that's happening on that show is bad.
I want a fat, angry lady.
I think what we forget, though, is how what's the female trainer's name? No, I can't remember her name.
Julian?
Yeah. Julian. You forget how evil she was.
Yeah, Jillian Michaels.
Because
she's
kind of calmed down, right? Mm-hmm. You know, now she's like into politics and all this stuff. But you forget that she's just brutal.
She was.
Well, it was her job, though, to drive them, right?
No, she's not driving. She's screaming at them.
To encourage
she's
them to lose.
She's calling them losers.
She was a drill sergeant, yeah.
Yeah, she's literally saying that they're worthless.
I kind of like that.
She's so mean to him, though.
Hey, you big fat piece of crap. Get up there and do your treadmill now.
Yeah. Whereas Bob was
like
pretty
that.
Nice.
I like that.
I didn't know how eccentric and gay Bob was.
Bob.
Yeah.
Who's Bob?
But the, Bob. The male trainer on the show. He was beloved on
yeah,
that show.
Yeah, he's fantastic in the show. I love him. I didn't know he was so high, but he is. But he's so lovable.
The Bob?
Yeah. But he did get onto these two people, and he like went ballistic on them, and oh my god,
Bob's
it's really
a good,
good
name for a gay guy.
Well, what's a bad name for a gay guy?
Like Charlie.
It's a bad name.
It doesn't even make sense. What?
Bob's a really good name.
Well, especially if
hi, I'm Bob.
Especially if you get a B on one cheek and a B on the other.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
Target.
Hey, did you see where Elon Musk's baby mama says she's broke and being evicted?
Which one?
That's Ashley St. Clair.
Is she the first one? Second?
I don't know what number she is. She's in line somewhere. Okay. But she's the one who makes so much noise, you know. She's always in the news, always complaining.
She was
not
the one that sold
enough.
Her Tesla. She's like, I'm getting rid of this.
She's the one who was offered.
She's the latest one, right?
Yeah. $15 million, and she turned it down. Yeah, remember all that? Well, yeah. Here she is. She started to do podcasts.
Oh, okay.
She says she has to do the podcast to pay the bills.
After a year of unplanned career suicide, many questionable life choices, and a gap in my LinkedIn profile that cannot legally be explained, I've decided to start a podcast. Also, I'm getting evicted, and Polymarket offered me to...
I don't buy this for a minute.
Wait, did he ever acknowledge the child he had with her?
I don't know.
Remember, it was like a whole scandal.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Mm. Wasn't he going to do it like a blood test or something, DNA test? Paternity test, or he was requesting that or something like that.
Something, I can't remember. Yeah.
He hasn't publicly said that it's his kid.
Got it.
Yeah. So there could be a chance here that it's not even his kid, and she's just playing this. Now, first of all, her starting this podcast, she's not being evicted. That is such BS. She's just making that up to be a part of this story.
Probably.
Yeah. This lady was offered $15 million.
And turned it down,
and now she's claiming that she's being evicted.
Yeah.
I don't buy it for a minute.
I know.
You know?
And the other thing is, you have to have a plot twist if you're going to start a podcast, right?
Exactly.
And we're talking about her.
Yes.
So this is working.
Yes, because the headline is, Elon Musk's baby mama whines that she's broke and getting evicted after rejecting $15 million.
On her new podcast.
Yeah. And she mentions it on her podcast.
Yeah, so it's working. We're talking about her.
Yeah. I'd rather watch that fat angry lady you're talking about.
Who?
The fat angry lady.
The fat expert. Yeah, I'd rather. She's a fat expert.
Watch her.
Oh, that is her. The fat expert.
Aubrey Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her story?
It just says that she's an author and she writes about anti-fat bias.
See, she is a fat expert.
Anti-fat bias?
Yeah. They brought in an expert.
How, I don't even know what that means.
You're
anti-fat bias.
That means that you don't like fat people, right?
No.
Well, the bias would be towards people who aren't fat.
Hate people that are fat.
Well, that's what I just said. You don't like fat people.
Yeah, that's what Jamie said.
No, she's teaching other people not to be biased against fat people.
Right.
Right, but they are. And they're... Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You don't want to be biased.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
I think Jamie nailed it.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
But I'm glad you guys explained it for her. But I think she nailed it. I do. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. This, my friends, is a stock tip that you're going to want from BJ Harris.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you were in stocks.
I got to wait for this song.
Yeah. I didn't know you were in the stock market.
I don't like that song.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is how they say it. The cool people say, I didn't know you were in the market.
Yes. Oh. Well, I'm not really in the market,
but
I'm about to be in head first, baby.
Really?
I'm going to sell everything I've got at the house, even maybe a frog. I might even sell him. But I am going to sell everything, and I'm all in on one stock. One stock.
What is that?
The Croc stock.
What's the Croc stock?
Croc.
Oh, Crocs?
Crocs, yeah.
Oh.
They just cut a deal with the NFL yesterday.
Really?
Every team is available in Crocs.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is going to take off, folks, like crazy.
Yeah,
I'm
that is going to be. No, I believe
that's going to be huge.
Man, are you going to buy some?
I'm getting me some Tennessee Titan shoes.
Nice.
And I'm going to get me some Bronco shoes.
And they even have, what are those things called?
Gibbets.
Yeah, and you can buy different ones. Like there's I'm looking at the Broncos ones now, and it has a little horse head on it.
Yeah, the miles.
There's no losing in this one, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if they even trade. Is Crocs, are they on the stock market?
Yeah.
Are they?
They are.
All right. Well, we're on it.
I'm assuming they are. They're huge. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
The NASDAQ.
Okay, get on. How much is the stock right now?
$84.91.
I'm in.
Wow, they've already sold out. It looks like they've sold out of all the Crocs.
Folks, this.
Oh, no, they're not available until September 18th?
Yeah, they're not out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm telling you right now, they are going to sell millions. You wait and see. As many NFL fans out there, and then in the Croc, this is long overdue, actually.
And they're right up there. It's our very own Colorado company.
Hi, Crocs. Size 10. BJ, size 10, if you're listening to me.
You have little feet.
I want Bronco.
Little bitty feet. Little feet, little weenie.
My wife's feet are bigger than mine.
Really?
Her shoes are bigger than my
shoes.
Well,
yeah, you wore them in one day.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Her they're too big for me. Yeah. She's got monster
seven
feet.
Seven and a half.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you have little
her
feet.
Her feet are like flippers, huh?
Is it true about what they say?
Little feet?
Yeah.
Dead on. You kidding? Hey, size 10 Bronx. I want Tennessee Titans and the Broncos.
Wait,
you guys want to put it in the order?
Why are you looking that way like they can hear you? Like,
well, I just,
you're on the radio. You
size
don't have to,
10. What team
you
do you want?
Look
what
north.
Team do you want? You want
you don't have to look north. I'm going to get the Chiefs ones.
Boo. Yeah, no, that should
Boo.
Be outlawed.
You are such a traitor.
No,
you
I
really
love
are.
Taylor. It's because of Tay Tay. That's why.
They should do Tay Tay shoes.
Oh, well, I don't
Crocs
know.
Crocs Tay Tays.
Her trademark to them. I don't know.
I'll just do it and get sued. Who cares? We should do BJ and Jamie's Crocs.
Oh, there you go.
You can use our logo. We don't care.
Well, what would be our little jidbits?
Jidbits.
Yeah, what would those be?
Like Spadil's hair plugs or something?
Oh,
or some cigars.
Hairy.
Little hair plugs.
Little hairy ones. Yeah. That would be cute.
Little Spadil hair plugs.
Yeah, that's cute.
What are they called? Giblets?
Yeah,
what did you call them?
Giblets. No,
you could
giblets.
Do a shirt
giblets.
With holes in it.
Oh.
Or a recliner.
Wow. We have lots for you. Giblets.
This is a great idea. Crocs is going to go. They're going to go bonkers. I mean, this thing's going to sell.
This
it's
is
brilliant.
A great idea.
It is
I can't
brilliant.
Believe the NFL gave them rights.
I can't believe it took this long.
That's pretty
you know,
cool.
Because
well, I'm
I
sure
mean,
it was expensive.
It has to be.
Oh, my God.
It has to
right?
be. But, I mean, that's going to be the coolest thing being sold. Can you imagine for Christmas?
I will
I mean,
tell
football
you, though.
Season going to be rolling.
The Broncos Crocs are loud.
They are loud.
They're yep. so.
But that's what you want.
Yeah, they are like dark blue and orange, and they are super loud.
You know, and Crocs, when they came out with just multicolors, it sold like crazy. Can you imagine
well,
what they're going
to... they're the easiest shoes for you to raise a kid on. I mean, dude. I love those shoes for raising a kid when... You know how... It's, oh,
it
my
is.
God.
It
it's
is.
It's such a pain. And then when they made them, like, warm and furry inside yeah. for little kids, they got a little stinky, but still, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. And when they went to... I'll give you an example. We went out looking for the Crocs when they did Minecraft.
Right.
Oh.
Good luck with that one, folks. Go try to find that shoe. We finally found it. I found it online for a frog, but they're virtually impossible. This NFL thing is going to be huge. Absolutely blow it away.
I was trying to see what they paid, but I can't. Multi-year. Hold on. It says NFL fans will soon be able to let their feet do the talking. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
CBS News, so great with the the Crocs and the NFL announced Monday that they were launching a new collection starting September 18th, 2 weeks after the season, blah, 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 collection. It doesn't tell me how much the deal is worth.
Yeah, they're keeping that at, under
yeah,
wraps, aren't they? I'll bet you it's at least $200 million.
I bet you're right.
At least
it's
going to
be expensive.
Million.
The new Crocs range in price from $80 to $85, and the giblets for various team logos are priced at $5. So,
no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're going to, if you get three of the giblets,
yep.
I like the giblet name, by the way.
Yeah. The giblets.
You're going to be up to $95 yeah. a shoe if
See,
you get three of those.
But no, you can get some Bronco shoes and get you little Bo Nix to put on there.
Oh, cute.
You know,
yeah.
that would be so
Maybe
cool.
Maybe he'll sign them?
Yeah. Yeah.
So cute. Yeah. Little Bo Nix on God. All right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.